Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I like to say you're back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Thank you for being here. Really do enjoy your time with me. Okay, look. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Look, it is a way for guys like me to make some money online because we can't do it anywhere else, really. And Mike has agreed to help us out. Mike has agreed, Mike Lindell has agreed to allow us to take a piece of the pie while giving you a great discount. Why would you want anybody else? Right? Seriously, why would you want, well, first of all, why would you want to give the money to anybody else? Give it to me. Number two is give it to Mike. Mike gives it to his people. He holds up causes that you and I both agree with. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Head over there, use promo code Joe on the way out, and save a boatload. Yeah, you heard me. A boatload of money. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Okay. Got a lot that I want to get to. And remember, there's a chat live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's so much you can do on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right. You know, I haven't got all this information yet, but some of you have been following Robert Kennedy Jr., not on our political side of the street. Nobody really cares, though, because the reality is he's out there pushing, telling the truth. Right, he's been hammering against vaccines or certain kinds of vaccines or the way vaccines are given for well over a decade. And he what's it called? He started I'll get the name. When you guys will send me the name, I'm sure here shortly. Right, and he's looking out for the welfare of your children. He started to see some of these similarities between the shots being given, the inoculations, the whatever. I don't care what you want to call it. Call it what you want. All right, but we know what the truth is. We know what the reality is. And according to the CDC, matter of fact, according to the numbers that you're seeing more and more and more and more these days, the younger you are, now this is back in December of 21. When he went through these numbers, quote, he says, the younger you are, the more likely you'll get myocarditis, which is what's killing people from heart attacks. 50% of all people who get myocarditis, according to historical data, will be dead or require heart transplants within 5 years. Right? The number has gone to 1 in 2,700 boys will get myocarditis from this vaccine. It was like 1 you know, and 650,000. What happened? But the vaccine has nothing to do with any of this. You know that, right? It never stops with these people. They keep covering their butts. It's about the money. Somebody said it the other day, but I think it's more than that. First of all, I think it's evil. Evil personified. You know that. You know that's how I feel about this stuff. And on top of all of that, it is about the money. Look at all the money they get. Right? In 1990, and I don't think we have the time to do this one. It's too long. Maybe later. But in 1985, the year before legislation was passed to make vaccines for kids liability free, right? There was a group of doctors on the, some of you are way too young to remember this, Phil Donahue show. And they were talking about how making these vaccines liability free would really be a health risk to the people of this country. Would really be a health risk to your kids. There'd be no reason for them to make sure they worked and worked properly. There'd be no reason for them to make sure it wasn't dangerous. You see what I mean? And why, and again, people know, right? People know that the pharmaceutical companies can't be, come on, can we just be honest? They can't be trusted. There's no way. They make it, when it comes to money, man gets corrupt so quick. It's just amazing. And we let it happen. We see it happen in front of us. We know it's happening on a daily basis. Right? Okay, I know you guys are now going to start doing this to me. I don't really care. Just got a note that says, hey, do you know Al Gore was born in 1948? The day he was born, the Earth had 130,000 glaciers. Today, 75 years later, the Earth only has 130,000 glaciers. Wink, wink. Get it? Nothing has changed. They've been telling us for decades, and I mean decades, that, you know, New York was going to be 60 feet underwater. You wouldn't be able to live in Manhattan. I mean, just we go through the list of everything. Annals that would be non-existent. We wouldn't be able to live in the northern part of the country. We would have to move further south, closer to Mexico. We would have to inhabit the middle part of the country. It would be unlivable. Two-thirds of the world's population would die. Why? Because we couldn't provide food for them. Yet most countries now suffer from obesity. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 5 years ago. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I keep telling you. It's the only way you win. I know some of you are tired of hearing me say that. I don't know what to tell you. Hit the mute button for that moment. Right? Seriously. All right. I don't even know, you know. NPR is now reporting limited scientific research on whether biological males have the advantage over women in sports. Now, National Public Radio, right? Who are they in bed with? Who are they lined up with? They reported this limited scientific research, which is a joke, not true, on whether biological males have an inherent physical advantage over females, especially in sports. Now, in the story about World Athletes Council's decision to ban biological male athletes competing against women, NPR cited a 2020 Human Rights Watch report. Human Rights Watch report. that argued the decision was based on flawed evidence. Look, I barely got out of biology class. In high school, I learned that women have a stronger lower body, they have much better lower body strength, and men have better upper body strength. Right? I learned in science, I learned in health, that women process things better. Their brain works a little differently. Their muscle mass, they get different diseases that men get, and vice versa. So you can't say it's all the same. It's not true. Even without strong evidence of advance, the council has scrutinized the performance of athletes such as South Africa's runner, Caster Semenya, the world's fastest woman in the 800-meter NPR, according to NPR. Now, she was raised female, legally a female, was born with XY chromosomes, and has naturally high testosterone levels. Now, they're citing decisions made by the international swimming and rugby government bodies. You think about this. They're with the World Athletic Council. They're moving away from trans inclusion. This is a sad day for the trans world. Well, no, actually it's not. It's a great day for female sports, true female sports. I've been saying it for a long time. It's heartbreaking to see, to hear, to watch these young girls that have been practicing all their lives. Some of them, you know, it's really funny. They go, the kids really were trans by the time they were four or five. Well, some of these swimmers, runners, athletes, they've known this is what they want to do since they were four or five. Right? They've been put into, if you're going to do this, right? Why don't you just mix it all? No more gender sports. That's it. We'll be all whoever. You got a heartbeat? You're in. Ridiculous. Why'd you break up the sports to begin with? Right? The International Governing Board announced a decision last Thursday to exclude transgender female athletes who have been through male puberty from world ranking competitions. The council added that for a lack of field and other running-related athlete events, this decision would bear preset consequences for athletes because there's no transgender athlete competition. Well, maybe that's what you need to make. Maybe you need to have a transgender competition. I don't know. The council has agreed to exclude male to female transgender athletes who've been through male puberty from female world ranking competitions. World Athletic Council President Sebastian Coe has put out a press release. Before the ban was issued on Thursday, World Athletics mandated that biological males who identify as women maintain their testosterone levels below a certain level for at least a year. See, I'd love to get a medical doctor on this, find out how much sense this makes, how much this really does. You know what I'm saying? Again, any way you cut it, bone structure, diseases that are more, female-centric, they don't go away. They're still there in your face. You still got them. You still have a chance to get them. And you know, what I love is I'm hearing more and more about people going into doctors refusing to say who they are or what gender they are. And now the doctors have put on their medical forms. I've seen it myself. You look it up. On the medical forms, it doesn't say what gender are you. It says, what gender were you assigned at birth? And the next line is, what gender do you identify as? Really? I mean, seriously. I find all this stuff interesting. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We have Agatha Christie books. Anybody know who Agatha Christie is? Anybody kind of keep up on that, right? I mean, I was never a mystery fan. Oh, on TV maybe. But I've never read the books, the mystery books. And I got to tell you something, you know, when you look at this stuff, It's some of it's really cool. It gets your brain thinking. I know kids that hate reading regular books but love reading these kind of books that cause you to think. Now, Agatha Christie novels, well, yeah, I know. You guys figured this out yet? Yeah, they're on the chopping block. They need to have words changed. When are these authors going to speak up? When are some of these people that are literary experts going to open their mouth and say, this has got to stop? The day, this is how they spoke in that day. This is what lends itself to the book. This is what lends itself to the story, so you understand how ugly and or how great it was. So they're now looking at censoring some of the words in the story. First it was Ian Fleming's 007, right? How does that make sense? The words, the things that they did were the words and the things for the day. So apparently the Miss Marple mysteries, published by HarperCollins, they've rewritten removed some of the passages from modern audiences, particularly for passages. I'd love to know how many young kids are reading these books to begin with. Particularly for the passages concerning characters encountered outside the UK. One example changes the word native to local. While others remove racial slurs or racially offensive language, including the term Oriental and or the N-word. Isn't it funny how they, it's the only word they can't really spell out? Anyhow. And in those days, what was it called? So you could change the movie, The Orient Express, that has to be changed. What's it going to be called? The Asian Express? I don't understand. What are they going to do with it? What are we afraid of? Show us to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police have ID'd the three kids and three adults killed by a shooter at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville on Monday.
Two of them were age 9. One was 8, about to be 9. All the families have been contacted.
The shooter who was shot and killed by police was a 28-year-old transgender Nashville woman who had previously attended the school. Former President Trump is making a connection between his New York hush money payment case and elections, claiming it's a new way of cheating. Trump speaks about the case itself.
People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong. Even Democrats, even people that traditionally are not exactly my fans are saying, don't do it, because I didn't do anything wrong.
In a Fox News interview that aired Monday, Trump noted he does not know if the probe helps or hurts his chances on another run at the White House. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's the way we win. It's the way we come out on top. All right. So we'll get back to, apparently, Agatha Christie. What a piece of racist work she was. She is, right? I mean, seriously. And, you know, when you think about this, you can't keep going back to these old novels, these old stories, these old mystery stories, and change all the verbiage in it. You change the meaning of the story. And I say that from a standpoint of you need to understand, you know, if there's racially charged words in there, it isn't there gratuitously in most cases. It's for you to understand and know what the nasty of the day was. It's ridiculous. You know, one example of the words that they want to change in the books is native to local. Hello? Why? What is I'm saying somebody who's a native to Boston, oh, I'm sorry, am I slighting the Native Americans who were there long before the Brits were there or what have you? Seriously. The UK Telegraph, again, if you're born in Boston, if you're born in New York, you are a native to that city by the basic meaning of the word. Because you can't be a native to anything else at that point. The UK Telegraph reported references to racially charged physical descriptions were also removed from new editions, including those describing characteristics of blacks, Jews, and gypsies. Okay. One strip from the 1964 novel, A Caribbean Mystery, removes a reference to a hotel worker's lovely white teeth. Now, I'm being honest with you when I say I have no idea, you know, why or how that would work out. Right? None. I wouldn't even know what to say at that point in time. 855-REAL-JOE. I just don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it goes on to say, while another passage from the 1937 Death of the Nile, it trimmed out a passage complaining about children removing a portion that reads that their eyes are simply disgusting, and so are their noses. Okay, that's the viewpoint of the person who saw them. Is it based on hate? I mean, it was gratuitously put in there just to, I don't know, to speak to the how they saw people that day? Or is it how the character saw that person at the time? I shouldn't have to be going through all these. They erased references to Nubians in Death of the Nile, with one instance condensing the Nubian boatman to simply say the boatman. So I don't know if the boatman was a hired hand from New Jersey, was English. I don't know anything about him. I can't even come up with an idea of what he might look like, how he might talk. Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, for the day, setting up the story. You have similar edits to Fleming's books. Right? They want to make sure that people in modern era who are sensitive to these terms don't feel bad about what you wrote. Right? So any term that might be considered, not even that they know is, that might be considered racist, sexist, homophobic, fatphobic, or anything along those lines. What do you think? The particularly large man at the bottom of the row, bigger than anybody else, but let's not call him fat. Obviously couldn't keep up, was sweating profusely because of his size. No, it's because he was fat and out of weight, out of shape. I am fat and out of shape. I ain't running after anybody for any length of time, okay? Again, just be honest about it. It makes life, frankly and honestly, it makes life easy for all of us when you do that, including yourself. You're not guessing what somebody says, what they want, what they believe to be true. I mean, look, I don't know what everybody in the chat room looks like. I have no clue. But I'm willing to say some of them are probably overweight. I'm willing to say that some of them probably are out of shape. Right? I mean, some of them are from different groups. I just can't believe that this stuff would really turn you into a ball of blubber, especially if you're listening to this show. Turn you into a ball of blubber where you really can't even function anymore. I find that in and of itself irritating. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah. Sensitive readers have also clamped down on other popular, more recent series, including R.L. Stine's tween favorite horror series, Goosebumps. God. Goosebumps. Okay. It was popularized in the 1990s, removing and altering references to weight, mental health, ethnicity. That can be seen as... So, if you try to get a point across, and the reason the kid or the person or whatever he was having mental health issues, can't bring it up anymore. The reason little Johnny couldn't keep up with the rest of us when we were running away from the dog was because he was fat. No, can't say that anymore. All right. They listen to what they're doing. Do not let them get away with it. I think the best way to beat this stuff is don't buy the books. Right? Don't buy the books. Don't do anything that's going to put nickel one in their pocket. It's just, again, just amazing. I wonder if anybody else is doing that. I wonder if they're doing that overseas. I wonder if they're doing that, you know, when her books are translated into French or Italian or whatever. One author fired back, accusing that he authorized back at accusations that he authorized the changes. He tweeted earlier this month, "The stories aren't true. I've never changed a word in Goosebumps, and the changes were never shown to me." But mid-century authors like Dahl, Fleming, and Christie have become the focal point for softening offensive language to cater to the 21st century. No, the books weren't meant to cater to the 21st century. Again, we've raised a bunch of wussies. We've raised a bunch of kids who can't take any adversity whatsoever, any challenge to what they believe. That's why we can't have these conversations. That's why kids now are pitted against parents. It just gets worse and worse and worse. Get your kids out of school. If you can't get them the education. I'm looking for a good word here. The education they should get in school. Then get them out of there. Don't allow them to stay. It's your job to make sure that they get trained properly. It's your job to make sure they get educated properly. How you do it's up to you. But if you leave your kids in a school where you know they're not being treated or being taught properly, educated properly, you leave them in there, what makes you any better than the teacher teaching it? In all seriousness. Right? Just ask it. 855. Real show. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I want to have these open conversations with you. I do not want to have to watch what I say or even how I say it, right? Seriously. We should be able to have an open conversation without worrying about how you feel about how it sounds or is said. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, I want to do this, but I don't want to do the story. Joe Behar. She really let them have it. And I don't know, it was a moment of clarity? A few seconds of clarity? I don't even know what to say here. That's why I'm tongue-tied. She was really teed off that they pulled To Kill a Mockingbird. Right? And you can't blame her. And she came right out and said, look, you guys cannot become the censors. It's not going to work. It's going to turn them against us. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're back.
Well, I'm back anyway. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you get that, I should say, the only way you get that is you get informed. It really is that simple. Just get informed. And then that way there, you're able to hold your, I don't want to use the term fight, but you were definitely able to hold your own on this, in a spirited conversation, right? Seriously. And that's, it's truly the best way to be. Get them to think. I know it's a big, big request, but really get them to think. And that way there, it'll change the whole atmosphere in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Even Joe, when the left starts losing people, like Joey Behar, yeah, I'm not giving it a big brownie points, but when they start losing people like her, like I said, she went off on censoring books. And I can't play the clip, but the bottom line with it is, look, when she starts screaming, that's the Republicans' job, they're supposed to be banning books and that kind of thing, then you know. You know exactly She's seeing the writing on the wall. When you have liberal, flaming liberal comedians coming unglued on liberals because they're censoring their own shows. It's just crazy, isn't it? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's have some fun with maybe a Joey Biden moment, right? We'll hit some clips off of Twitter. I'll do my best to keep them clean. Get ready to stick your fingers in your ears. Right? This is the one where Joe can't seem to get out the name of the place that he's actually paying honor to. Take a listen. We'll just do a listen on this one. Come on, you can do it. Go.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havanaqua May. I'm having trouble. Thank you. I got it. First.
I got nothing. You'd think these people would put it up on his little teleprompter, put it up phonetically for him, so he wouldn't be tripping over himself. God forbid, right? Just amazing. Another story that I didn't cover the other day. I should have, because it's so asinine. Apparently now, dogs are racist. Did you know that? I had no idea. I thought dogs were man's best friend, all men. I didn't know they had this bias against blacks. Now, California bill would ban police dogs from arrest, crowd control, because of racial bias. I don't even know where to go with that. The California Assembly Public Safety Committee has approved a bill that would ban the use of police dogs for arrests, apprehensions, crowd control. Apparently, first in a county, country measure, the authors of the bill cited the need for removal of police dogs due to racial bias and violence against black Americans and people of color. Where are the numbers? I want to see the proof. I want to hear from the black dog handlers that they're using black dogs against other blacks. I want to hear that. So Assembly Bill 742 seeks to ban the use of police dogs for arrests, apprehensions, any form of crowd control. The legislation would not prevent the use of police dogs for search and rescue, explosive detection, and narcotic searches. Unreal. It's just amazing. Now, the bill was introduced by Assemblyman Corey Jackson and Ash Cholera. It's designed to end a deeply racialized, traumatic, and harmful practice by prohibiting the use of these dogs. What I'm trying to figure out is, do they train these dogs to only go after black folks? Like, if there's crowd control and you aim the dog in the direction of the crowd, do they only attack black folks? I'd love somebody to call to tell me how true that is or is not. I mean, he goes on to this brain surgeon goes on to say, the use of canines has been a mainstream in this country's dehumanizing, cruel, and violent abuse of black Americans and people of color for centuries. First used by slave catchers, police canines are a violent carryover from Americans' dark past. In recent decades, they have been used in brutal attempts to quell civil rights movements. They don't stop. They just never stop, these people. The use of police canines has severe, potentially deadly consequences for bite victims, especially in communities of color. So, again, the story, the picture that the ACLU, the NAACP, and others are painting here is the dogs are trained to go after, only after, black people. I'm thoroughly confused by this. Because, again, have you seen how they act, have you seen how they operate, it doesn't work that way. Now, I was wrong. Somebody just sent me this. It seems that the bill calls out, or notes, I should say, that the dog bites result in hospitalization of 67.5% of the time, while others use use of force like batons, tasers results in hospital visits 22% of the time. So when you use the dogs, they have to go, well, listen, if you don't resist the dog, if you're not causing trouble to begin with, the 67% wouldn't be there. You wouldn't. The 22% wouldn't be there for the batons and tasers either. Just do what you're told to do. I don't care what color you are. Now, Jackson and Calra argue the injuries are from canines disproportionately affect black people. I can't wait to get this one to Zoe and Sonia. Black people are more than two times more likely than any other group to be subjected to the use of force. AB 742 now heads to Assembly Appropriations, so they've got to go ahead. And Newsom seems he's going to sign it. So now we can't protect ourselves. The police can't protect themselves even more. Just amazing. And crowd control, what happens? You use too much pepper spray. You use horses, you get in trouble. So in other words, they're trying to make it so you can't even have crowd control. Right? Come on, really? 855-REAL-JOE, I'm sorry, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. It's such a ridiculous story. It's such a ridiculous way of looking at things, okay? And now, here's somebody that they want to tell you is normal. That everything is fine, everything is normal, you should listen to this person. I remember a Democrat in a recent school board race stating that, I love this stuff, stating that that we should listen to the kids. The kids are the experts. They know what's going on. They have the inside scoop, if you would. And I'm thinking to myself, are you for real? Seriously? So here's a, I can't tell. Here's a young person who's going to tell you what their plight is, what the problem is, why they need help. Take a listen.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I am in a human body, but my identity is still a hawk. Not all animal alters will identify this way, and I am, in fact, the only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. But I am doing my best to come to terms with living in a human body. My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world...
So she is a, well, he is, she, no, I think she's a she. A red-tailed hawk living in the human body and having to come to terms, but she's not going to be able to change her body. She needs help. Where are the parents? This is nothing new. She's telling kids this. She's telling other people this. Is it a joke? Okay, if it's a joke, okay, well, fine, it's a joke, and that's it. But this is what I've been saying for a long time, too. We allow the kids to believe the most foolish things. And you think it's okay. It's cute. Well, it's not cute. It's not okay. These kids need help. You can't let them go along this way. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Check out the news stories. We've redone the site a bit. You've got the chat room right there on the front page. You've got the, and we're still doing cleanup. So if you got any suggestions, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, if people don't do anything stupid, I want you back here with me tomorrow. Dr. B will join us tomorrow to talk about some of the mental health issues going on that are causing some of these things happening on school grounds. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Hope to see you tomorrow.